We finished today with this essay of a young girl's visit to a ranch. Here's writer, musician, and photographer Jessie Veeder and her essay, There's Nothing Wilder.
There's something about a girl and her horse. Yeah, boys have their toys with wheels, their guns, their tools, their dogs, and look noble and masculine on the back of the beautiful beasts. But it's not the same. I was reminded of this when my 12-year-old cousin from the cities came to visit the ranch for the first time this summer. My cousin is a fiery, sweet, smart redhead who has spent much of her childhood surrounded by pavement, giving all of that animal-loving heart to her declawed pet cat. I love this girl, but I admit I was a little nervous to have her out to this wild place, so far removed from shopping centers and friends and swimming pools. I was worried she would be bored. I was worried that the things I liked to do when I was 12 would not appeal to her. And to top off the unexpected anxiety, it occurred to me that this preteen might never survive without cell service. So the plans I made to walk through the creek beds and pick wild berries and go fishing in the big lake and ride horse were on a list right next to the backup plans of movies and swimming pools and manicures. You know, just in case. But my cousin was not nervous at all. As soon as the car pulled through the breaks of the Badlands and down into the valley of my parents' home, she stepped out and sucked in the fresh air and immediately buried her face in the necks of the two dogs rushing, tails wagging, coming to greet her. I've never seen a smile that genuine. I've never seen a heart open that wide. So I took this as my cue and shredded my backup list and made plans to check off everything on the first one, the real one. We had 2 days. So we scoured the hills for choke cherries and plums, got her shoes muddy in the black mud of the creek, caught a frog, went swimming in the big lake and shot a beer can off a fence post. She rode a four-wheeler, she tamed the wild cat, she sat out in the yard with the four dogs as the sun went down on what I hoped was a day of her dreams, and she rode a horse. And if ever there was a moment that needed to occur in the life of a 12-year-old girl, a moment that makes all of the annoying troubles of the world disappear, a moment where complete innocence and trust and hope appears again in the eyes of a girl on the verge of womanhood, it was this one. We walked into the corrals and I pointed out her horse. Her eyes sparked. I slowly and carefully showed her how to bridle the creature. She listened. I gave her the curry comb and she brushed his coat and mane. She asked where horses like to be scratched and her hand reached up under the chin of her animal, and he answered her question as the new four-legged friend showed his appreciation by stretching out his neck and nuzzling her shoulder. And if I thought my cousin's heart was open as wide as a heart could be when her face nestled into the necks of the dogs, I know now I was strongly mistaken about how big hearts really are. But I should have known. I was that girl. I am her. Because there's nothing like a girl on a horse. And until now, I guess I must have thought I was the only one who lost myself completely on the back of an animal who takes your life and carries it across the rugged prairies, through fields of clover and snakes and wild, wild things. I thought I was the only one who threw my heart wholly to a beast who could launch you high in the air with one kick and send you tumbling to the ground, but mostly chooses not to and instead listens as you ask him to climb a hill, go fast around a barrel, and then help you bring the cows home. See, there is a certain amount of trust, a different kind of connection between a girl and a horse. A boy, a man, and his horse have a different agreement. There is a certain amount of power a man is not willing to relinquish to a beast, an understanding between the four-legged animal and the two-legged creature on his back that they will indeed accomplish a task together, successfully, the way it was meant to the man. And the man thanks the horse for his assistance, and this is a wonderful thing. But a girl loves her horse with the kind of tenderness only a woman can give. She longs to understand the animal and knows there are days when all you can do is walk slowly together down the road, no matter how pressing the issue. A girl wants to ride just to maintain a connection with her animal. But when the time comes to run, there is nothing more untamed. There is nothing wilder. There is nothing closer to the wind than a girl, hair tangling behind her, face close to the neck of her beast as they reach for the horizon. And up until now, it didn't occur to me that maybe that sort of wild is in every woman, somewhere. So thanks, cousin. Thanks for coming over and showing me that even city girls can open their hearts and let go of their fear and their life and the world as they know it and just ride like the wind.
That was Jessie Veeder reading her essay, There's Nothing Wilder.